Ladies and gentlemen, he's the number one rated podcaster in the entire town of Bothell, Washington. The creator of In the Trenches, here he is, your host, Kevin Devon.
Welcome to another edition of In the Trenches, the podcast for systems administrators and IT professionals. I'm your host, Kevin Devon, and you'll notice my voice is very nasal-like, maybe a little deeper, sure feels like it, but you'll notice a little different. See, there we go. Things are a little different tonight. I felt bad because of the what I felt was a crappy podcast that I did on Friday, so I thought I'd try to make up for it, man, and give a little bit more here tonight before we start off this next week. Let's see, one of the things I wanted to go over was some feedback. Gotten several bits of feedback, and appreciate it. See, I had Armando. Where's his name at? Armando Cerna says. Says my name is Armando. I'm a huge fan of In the Trenches. I'm a network administrator. I really love it when you talk about how annoying your secretary is when her computer breaks. Well, what I'm writing about is a few questions about your podcasting setup. I heard you talk about on your show how you use the Plantronics headset to record your show. My plan is for my show is to record a show when me and my dad are driving to and from work since we carpool. We always have a good conversation about technology, and I think it'd be make for good, entertaining radio, or at least a fun hobby. My question is, would it be possible to hook two of these headsets to one computer so that we can both be recording at the same time and record using GarageBand? If you have any other ideas of how it would be best to go about recording this process, please tell me. Thanks again. Keep doing the show. It's great. Well, first, thanks, Armando. I appreciate it. And as a matter of fact, I've already sent Armando back an audio feedback. excuse me. And I did that because I feel like that's what I'm going to try to do. You know, if someone sends me in some a request for something, you know, some information or something like that, I'll try to do audio feedback, because the way I'm looking at it right now is that's what I enjoy receiving. I think audio feedback is cool. So if you send me something, you know, if you send it via audio, that'd be cool. I'll try sending audio back. And if you send me an email, you know, asking about something, I'll try to send you audio back then as well. So concerning Armando's question, it's actually kind of long and drawn out. But what I had suggested was basically just using a couple of splitters. If you get a couple of the, I talked about the Plantronics headsets. Like the audio, I think it's the Audio 60. Very simple, basic, and that's what I used in that one podcast where I was mobile. And if you're able to use those and just get a couple of splitters from Radio Shack and split out both the audio, you know, for the microphone and the headset portion, it should be doable, I would think. Now, I would definitely make sure that whoever's driving is not manning the computer. once you get it recording, it should be all right. But nonetheless, drive safely, as safe as possible. If nothing else, I mean, I was thinking about that would be something really cool I wouldn't mind doing with my dad. He and I don't necessarily talk about technology, but it'd be from a family historical standpoint, I think it'd be really cool to get something, because my dad's quite a storyteller. And I think it'd be really neat to, you know, get his take on things, you know, that stories I've heard a zillion times before, You know, and yeah, I think it'd be neat. So let's see. Moving on. As many of you probably already know, we did a tech chat this past Saturday, and that was great. I mean, I had a blast. I mean, granted, we got up pretty early, at least a couple of us did, but we had a lot of fun, you know. With regards to that, I got a feedback from Chad Davis, who said, great job with the tech chat. Very entertaining to listen to. Everyone involved did a super job. Well, thanks, Chad. And as a result, you know, I don't know if it's not necessarily as a result of this, but Chad's been interested in getting started with podcasting as well. And he just started his podcast here this weekend. So check him out. PHPMP.com or .net, one or the other. You'd have to... If you looked it up, I know you'd hit him. Sorry, Chad. let's see. What else do we have here? Ben Springer. Ben Springer, I was listening to your tech chat earlier and heard you mention reimaging computers. I was wondering what you use to do it. I'm just talking about a small level, you know, home network. I purchased Ghost 2003 to do this, but haven't had that great of luck with it. But it might have been another problem altogether. I just wanted to know your opinion on this subject. I want to get a good product to use because I am going to be getting some new computers in the near future and would like to image the drives pretty much as they came from the factory in case of any problems. Thanks for the help in the past and the future. Keep up the awesome show, Ben in Colorado. Well, thanks, Ben. Let's see. Yeah, that's what, excuse me, my voice is going. Yes, Ghost is what I'm using at work. And what I do is when I get a new model in, I will take and, get it, you know, install a set up a dummy user, run it up, get it, all the software installed that we use on a basic system, on a base system. And that typically includes, you know, we have a open license agreement with Microsoft for Microsoft Office 2003. And that is also done via an administrative installation point, you know, up on the network. But I'll can that up and our antivirus and get it all set up, you know, using this test user, dummy user. Then we will log out of the machine, log back in as administrator and take that profile and copy that profile over the default. And once we do that, then any new user is going to obtain the same type of profile that we had just set up. So it maintains that look and feel. And then I set up a check disk /F to run the next time it boots, log off the machine, and then I can it up, basically using the Ghost from the at the command line. And save that off, and then anytime we need to, drop it on a machine, we have it all right there. And that gets all the drivers, you know, we have all the drivers and set up and ready to go then. And the only time it comes into a problem is when they make a slight change in the product line, and we have to add more drivers. So, but the whole process is not that bad. Now, as far as some of the newer machines with run XP, I'm not familiar with Ghost 2003. I know you with the personal editions of Ghost that you're not able to save to network drives and such. So if you're going to do something along those lines, my suggestion would be to get yourself a large portable hard drive of some sort. That way, it's part of the system, and you can save it from one physical drive, to another physical drive, and you shouldn't have any problems there. So good luck, and keep me posted. Let me know how you come with that. That might be a good topic, too, for another tech chat sometime, imaging systems, how everybody rolls these things out, because I can see that being something that pretty much most of us have in common and something we could expound about. Let's see, what else we have here? Mike McBride, really interesting stuff in your first version of Tech Talk. I think it's going to be a great format. Just having a bunch of folks who work in IT discussing topics on how they each deal with things in their own ways. Let me know if you're ever interested, if you ever need someone to fill in or take part in. I'd be glad to help. Well, Mike, you're on my list, dude. That, you know, I'm always interested in other, you know, IT professionals, you know, sysadmins. So if you're interested in taking part, you know, drop me a line. I think I'll probably hold it to probably four people per tech chat. So we'll rotate that around if I start getting a lot of requests, what I may end up doing is kind of asking for some sort of a basic profile. And that's the only reason for that is to either, you know, group them into groups where we're in similar or close to the same time zone or similar interest or similar setups to where if we go with a topic-specific tech chat that we can get people who are doing something similar but all have some sort of input to the issue. Because, I mean, I can't – it might be kind of rough, you know, throwing someone out there and say we talk about – oh, gosh, what? For instance, tape backups, you know, and someone's not that familiar with tape backups. You know, they might learn something, and that's fine. I mean, that's what the whole point of this whole thing is about. But, you know, they may feel a little left out because they may not have enough. They may feel like they don't have enough to contribute. So I don't want that to feel. I don't want that to happen. I don't want people to feel forced or uncomfortable or anything like that. I don't want it to be a nice, free, smooth, flowing chat, you know, and real. So you'll notice I've gotten a lot of feedback on the part one of the tech chat where I actually forgot to edit out a couple of pieces, and I've heard a lot about that people liked that. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes here, you know, in the next one, and I may keep it in. I may, you know, edit it. I don't know. My main thing is I'm concerned about time. You'll notice both of those were quite large, so I don't want to suck up all my bandwidth for the month just in a couple of podcasts. Now, one of the things I was thinking about, so far as the podcasts go, you know, my normal weekly ones, I'm thinking of doing similar to what Todd Cochran over at Geek News Central is doing and just kind of limit it to two podcasts a week. And I'm wanting to keep these between, you know, 10 to 20 minutes as normal. And then I've got a... And then with the tech chats, I'm thinking, you know, if I can do two of those a month, I think that would be pretty cool. And then, of course, I'm trying to line up some special podcasts that, you know, are special. And those will be like special editions, which I'll have one coming out this week, as a matter of fact. And those, you know, if I can do one of those once a month, you know, that'd be a treat. So that's my plan right now. And, you know, I'm going to try to stay away from trying to commit to, you know, overcommit to these, you know, and getting three or four in a week. I think that becomes too much. And, yeah, I don't know. I want to keep them somewhat short and to the point. And there's plenty of podcasts out there to listen to. So, you know, there's share the time because we only have so much time in a day. So let's see what else. I think that's actually coming down to be about it. Let's see. Yeah. I do believe that is it. So, if you have any ideas or feedback, by all means, go ahead and shoot them my way. kevin.devin@gmail.com, and I'd be glad to, you know, post whichever you got or included in another podcast, whatever case may be. So anyway, till next time, I will talk at you later. See ya.
You've been listening to In the Trenches, and now it's your turn. We'd love to hear from you. You can email Kevin at kevin.devin@gmail.com. Your suggestions and thoughts, both good and bad, about this podcast are always welcome. And we'd love to hear your show ideas as well. Audio email is always best. You never know. We might use it in a future podcast. Again, you can email Kevin at kevin.devin@gmail.com.